Welcome to episode 536 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 3 of our special series, 12 Days of Christmas. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. In many Western Christian traditions, there are indeed 12 days of Christmas, culminating around January 6th, known as the Feast of the Epiphany. That's when many believe the Magi, or wise men, or three kings, arrived to see the newborn baby Jesus. For families in Spain and Latin America, January 6th, known as Three Kings Day, is as important and as widely celebrated as Christmas Day. In Mexico, bakers make a Rosca de Reyes, a circular pastry adorned with candied fruit meant to represent a king's crown. People fill the streets to get a slice of the special holiday sweet bread. The bread often has a baby Jesus doll hidden inside. In Spain, the streets fill with revelers, gathering to watch parades that take place in cities across the country the day before Three Kings Day. Matthew's Gospel says soon after Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea, ruled by the Roman king Herod, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." The baby was not found in a royal palace, but in a humble home. The star eventually guided the men to that place where they presented gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew wrote his gospel for a Jewish audience. Jews considered the area of northern Arabia, Syria, and Mesopotamia to be the east. There are several references in the Old Testament to the word east. For example, the city of Haran was in the land of the people of the east, according to Genesis 29. And the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 41 verse 2, spoke of Cyrus from the land of Persia as the righteous man from the east, and again in Isaiah 46 verse 11, as a ravenous bird from the east. Also, we read in the book of Numbers that the king of Moab brought Balaam from Aram, that is Syria, out of the mountains of the east. Some have thought that the Magi were from the same section of the east country as was Balaam. This false prophet's home has recently been identified with the Sujara Valley between Aleppo and Carchemish, which is located near the Euphrates River. During the time of Jesus, the Parthian Empire was the name of what was formerly the Persian Empire. It included present-day Iran and Iraq. In the Parthian Empire, there was a caste of astrologer priests based in the ancient religion of Zoroastrianism. Most scholars think the Magi were Zoroastrian priest astrologers. If indeed the Magi were from Persia, they may have traveled 800 to 900 miles to see Christ. Perhaps they knew of the writings of the prophet Daniel, who in time past had been the chief of the court seers in Persia. Daniel 9 verses 24 to 27 includes a prophecy which gives a timeline for the birth of the Messiah. Also, the Magi may have been aware of the prophecy of Balaam. In Numbers 24 verse 17, Balaam's prophecy specifically mentions a star coming out of Jacob. In Ezra 7 verse 9, we learn Ezra's entourage, which likely included children and elderly, took 4 months to travel from Babylon to Jerusalem. We can assume that the Magi probably made this journey in less time, likely traveling on camels. However, if we assume that they traveled by night to be guided by the Star of Bethlehem, their journey may have been that long. And the hazards were many. Wild animals, bandits, desert robbers, all these and more factored into the nature of the trip. The valley of the Jordan River was a forested refuge for lions, bears, and wild boar. Archaeologists have discovered signs warning travelers of these kinds of dangers. Eventually, the Magi make it to the place where Jesus is staying, and true to their word, they worship the child. These men remind us of what ought to be our focus this season, seeking Jesus with all our heart. These wise men spent their lifetime studying, digging deeper. They knew all the signs indicating the appearance of the Messiah. When the star showed up in the east, they found themselves on a mission, intentionally seeking the Savior. many of us find ourselves too busy to pore over Scripture, looking for the signs of the Savior. We let life dictate our schedules. We begin to overlook the disciplines of prayer and scripture reading because of the tyranny of to-do lists and the distractions of the world. As an adult, preaching on the mountainside, Jesus told a crowd this in Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened." And for the rest of his earthly ministry, countless people put this to the test. Wherever he went, crowds of people sought Jesus, hoping that he would help them. Jesus was preaching inside a house in Capernaum. Some men had a friend who was paralyzed and wished to be healed. When they arrived at the house, they could not get inside. So they made an opening in the roof above Jesus and lowered their friend down on a stretcher. When Jesus saw how faithful they had been, he not only healed the paralyzed man, he forgave his sins. Knowing that he needed to turn from a life of sin, Zacchaeus, a tax collector and a man of short stature, climbed a sycamore tree to get Jesus' attention. And as a result, he regained standing in the community. Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin, sought Jesus at night and learned what it meant to be born again. Wise men traveled for months and for hundreds of miles to find Jesus to worship him. Anna and Simeon waited for decades to see Jesus so that they too could worship him. Shepherds, tending their flocks, went to Bethlehem to find Jesus so that they could worship him. At Christmas, we ought to look for Jesus so that we too can worship him. But Christmas has become so commercialized and so secularized that it is easy to go through the whole season and not see Jesus at all. This time of year, many are more comfortable wishing you season's greetings, happy holidays, or Merry Xmas than acknowledging the Christ in Christmas. Among the trees, the lights, the music, and the presents, you might have to work a little harder to find Jesus. But the good news of Christmas is that when we seek Jesus, we will find him. And when we worship him, he will transform our lives. The Magi were men who read and believed God's word, sought Jesus, recognized the worth of Christ, humbled themselves to worship Jesus, and obeyed God rather than men. They were truly wise men. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they went to the palace to get an audience with Herod, the king. While Herod told the visitors that he also wanted to find the Messiah so he could worship the child, he intended to kill Jesus. Jesus has inspired or provoked different reactions from different people over the years. The wise men sought to worship him. King Herod sought to kill him. Crowds who were miraculously fed sought to crown him. Religious leaders sought to trap him. Roman soldiers sought to arrest him. Where are you this season? Are you seeking Jesus or shunning him? Are you reaching for him or rejecting him? Are you following him or failing him? Father, help us to focus on the reason for this season, on finding the joy and peace of the Savior born that night long ago. May we begin each day anew searching for Jesus with the assurance that when we seek, we will find. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.